Okay, again, Rama Kong continuation of the previous one. So, how could we understand this structure? Is this really cut in rock from Prabhupada, or is it something that appeared not from copying or being influenced by a Catholic church or other Christian churches? Or certain countries, culture, people who are used to that kind of hierarchical structure. In Sweden, for instance, and I would say you find it in India also among Vaishnavas. If you read Jai Dharma, for example, a much more flat structure. And nowadays, of course, people are more and more doing things together by networking and cooperating in specific projects, or again by working in organizations with flat management structures. So in other words, it's not about removing this, but flattening it out a bit, which definitely doesn't go against Prabhupada. In other words, here we have the temple president, servant of the others. And Vaishnava would say that, as Prabhupada said when he was here in Sweden, I'm the servant of all the others, all the other Varnas and so on. So again, I would say that this is a qualification needed for someone taking up that role, and so on.